I hope you're all doing well this fine morning. And I'd like to open up with a story about probably what has been the most impactful thing in my life so far in the short time that I've lived it. And it's mainly about the struggle with my father and his alcoholism, which has been pretty long and very exhausting battle, but it very much impacted me at a young age. And it was something that we as a family were fighting for all the time. And he's made mistakes all along the way with it, and it very much affected, at least in the beginning, it very much affected me in a negative way. Very much shook the foundation of our family when things got really bad. I was around 13 when things started to get bad, but it kind of disillusioned me as to how I saw him. It resulted in a lot of kind of fear and paranoia and stuff like that, as well as leading me to hold in a lot of anger and resentment for a long time. And it led me on a journey that I didn't know I was really going on of growth, and which came a lot with pain and suffering. But bad things happen all the time to good people. And a lot of times when hardship comes, how do we trust God through it? Sometimes I know it's very hard to fully lean on trust God. I know if I faced that, especially with the situation that I was front with, having to watch my father struggle through alcoholism and other stuff like that, and unresolved things that he was going through. And a big part of that, I think, a part of that is to understand what the origin of where all the origin of human suffering and things like that, where it comes from. And that comes from, it says in the book of Genesis 3, 17 through 19. To Adam, he said, "Because you have listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you are taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And that moment was very much like an opening of Pandora's box. Adam eating the fruit, the forbidden fruit, opened the door for sin, death, and suffering to enter the world. There's much a choice made, and so much so that it has essentially become a part of humanity. It is very much a regular part of humanity, to experience hardship and go through things like this. Job 5:7. "Yet a man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward." And now, what we live in is a broken world, and things happen to good people all the time. And something to remember about this is that Satan is very much a strategist. He uses the brokenness of the world in an attempt to pull us away from God. He wants to take up our attention with the things we're going through and pull us away from him. Although, with all these struggles, there is good news that comes from it, and that's the story of Jesus. God is a loving and rescuing God, and he has secured our eternal salvation through Jesus. And he uses this hardship and suffering that we go through as a way to build us up. I like to think of it like building calluses on your hands. A lot of it is at the beginning, it's going to hurt a lot. You'll get blisters on your hands and it won't be easy when you first go through it, but as you continue to do it and process it, your hand eventually builds up calluses, builds up resistance to it. And you're able to tolerate the pain through the hard work that you're doing much easier. And this is very similar to a way that God uses these things that happen to us as a way to build us up. He uses these things in order for us to gain valuable skills and mature us. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And this very much ties into what I was struggling with for around 5 to 6 years with watching my father through all of this. And there are a lot of things that I love about myself that have come from it that I wouldn't want to change, that I wouldn't have acquired or been able to learn had I not gone through this, had I not gone through the struggle and just kind of learning to understand what my father was going through as this thing kept going, this kept going on. And there was very much a point where all of this, his actions led up to the consequence, which was that he suffered a heart attack around the end of last year, December, around December, Christmas time. It was very much a feeling of like, well, this is what I was fighting for not to happen this whole time, and now it's happened. This is what I was worried about. But as bad as it was at the time, I can see now that there are so many blessings that came from it. It was very much a wake-up call for him in terms of what he was doing, and that what he was doing did have consequences. And I can proudly say now that he is very much recovering from it. But at the same time, it had nothing to do with what I did. Because I reached a point where I was like, God, I'm tired of fighting. I'm going to trust you with this. You deal with this. I don't have the energy to keep going with it. And as a result of that, while that did happen to my father, God was with him the whole time. And he used it as an opportunity to give him a second chance at life. He was very much very close. It was very much like a 50-50. I could have lost my father around Christmas time, but God used it as a way to wake him up and point him in the right direction. Be like, hey, this isn't good what you're doing. And in terms of me, what it gave me is that it helped me to understand that everyone is capable of making mistakes. We're all human. We're going to fall. It's just a part of the life we live and the struggles that we go through. No one is perfect. And it very much helped me understand that. And it helped me to be compassionate toward those who are suffering like that. Not to find an excuse for what they've done, but to find the reasoning behind the actions they do so I can better understand them. And it also helped me learn the power of forgiveness and letting go of my anger. Because God forgave us for all the things we've done. And while forgiveness is not an easy process to go through, it's not an instant process to go through, but it's very much a freeing. It's like lifting weights off of your back that you didn't know you were carrying. And for me, for a very long time in my life, I didn't realize that I was carrying so many different weights that I learned to trust to God. I handed over to someone who's able to deal with it, who's able to carry the weight for me. And going through all this, it also trained me to turn to God when things get tough rather than turn away from God. And this ties into the essential concept, which I believe is how to better trust God, which is very much the mindset you go when approaching it. Mindset and attitude, I believe, matter a lot when it comes to approaching difficult things and hardship and things that you're about to confront and face. And there's several things I feel to remember in this mindset that are important for when you're about to face a difficult challenge, when things are starting to get rocky. And one of the things to remember is God has saved us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He gave his only son to save us from eternal damnation. Truly, like, how much love must someone have for you in order to sacrifice that for you? Isaiah 43:1. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And oftentimes when we face these hardships in our lives, when hard times come, oftentimes we don't realize that the real battle that we're facing is often something we can't see. There are strings being pulled behind the scenes. Satan, as it ties to my other point, that Satan is very much a strategist. He wants to kind of rise these things up on our priority list when our top priority should be kind of focusing on God when stuff comes. But he's become very good at, and has thousands of years of practice this, he has become very good at using the hardship we go through as a way to kind of rise these things up to the top of our priority list. And sometimes I feel we can forget that our instinct should be to turn to God. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So very much it with this mindset, it does good to remember that there are things happening behind the scenes that we can't see that are affecting the struggles that we go through. Also, God has the full picture. He has the complete picture. He knows what is good for us according to his plan, and good doesn't always mean it's going to be within our comfort zone. I know that there are many times in my life where I didn't know how far I could go until my limits were pushed, until they were tested. And if I were to stay in that comfort zone, I would never really be able to push my limits and see how far that could, that I didn't even know I can go. Especially in my faith, there were these boundaries that I could break until I was pushed to break them. And another thing to remember when suffering comes, I feel like some mindset or some things that I've heard people say in terms of when I've talked to friends or family who are struggling through things is, why did God do this to us? Why did he cause this thing to happen? And something to remember is very much against God's nature to inflict suffering. It is very much against his nature to inflict suffering. He allows bad things to happen, yes, but he also uses them and heals us and uses it to make us stronger and to glorify him. And he is very much more concerned with what your eternal fate is and saving you and making sure that your eternal fate is secured and that you'll be able to be with him and he will back you up spiritually. Although it does not mean that the struggles that you're facing now are inadequate. And when the chips are down and when things get tough and hopefully when you learn to train yourself to turn to God when things get tough, who better to have your back than a God who completely and fully understands what it's like. Jesus lived out the human life. He knew what it was like to go hungry. He knew what it was like to toil and suffer on the world that we live in. And then on the cross, his friends left him. He was accused for crimes he didn't commit. And then at the end of all, when he took on the sin of the world, he lost, he was isolated, he was lost that connection with God. How alone must he have felt at that moment? He completely understands what it's like. He knows what it feels like. He knows what it's going through. What better person, powerful deity to back you up than someone like that? So I encourage you, when hard times come, humble and submit yourselves to God. Trust and allow him to mature you and to build your character. He knows what's best for you. And he's not going to let you fall. And in terms of how things are going currently with me and my father, another blessing has come. It's a little bit strange, but a blessing has come out of being forced into this quarantine state where I can't really leave the house and I can't really avoid my parents or avoid him, is that there's a lot of things that I've learned about him that I didn't know beforehand. Like, for example, he's really good at making, he's very good in the kitchen, like in terms of baking stuff, like bakery. I didn't know that about him beforehand. And it has also forced us to kind of confront what happened in terms of his alcoholism. And we were very much able to hash things out and admit to his mistakes and to convey to him that I forgive him and I'm proud of him for how far he's come so far with this struggle and the journey he's dealt with his entire life. This has been like a lifelong thing. He's been dealing with alcoholism problems since he was a teenager. So I'm very much very proud of him for how far he's come. And I think that despite the situation that we're currently in, that being able to get to know my father better has been an amazing gift that God has given me that I wouldn't want to change. Yeah, that's all I got. So let's pray. God, we thank you for being able to gather here together, and things get tough, especially with all the things that we're facing right now and the situation that the world is currently in. And I ask that you help us not to turn away from you, but instead to come towards you when things start getting hard, and that we humble ourselves and allow you to work in us and mature us, and that we're able to keep you at the top of our priority list and focus on you when things get tough, and understand that the things that we face here are temporary and you are eternal. In your name we pray. Amen.